I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. A photography and film event called Pivotal Hartford Faces of Change opens today in the lobby of the Bushnell Performing Arts Center. It features huge life-size black and white photographs of people who are working to reimagine and reshape the city of Hartford as it grows and evolves. There's an interactive element. Using smartphones, viewers can watch the still photographs become what are called motion portraits. The event also includes a 30-minute film. The creator of Pivotal is photographer Rudy Hoffman. I reached him by phone at his home in Newburgh, New York, to talk about the project. Rudy Hoffman, welcome to Morning Edition.
Well, this is exciting, Diane. Thank you very much for having me here.
What is a motion portrait?
A motion portrait, it's an interesting thing to discuss now in that photography has evolved. And because of technologies and expectation, our phones are capable of doing so much. For many years, I studied the idea of doing portraiture classically as a still picture, often black and white. But with film and the accessibility and the ability to work with film on your own, it became interesting the idea of combining those two. And when this project started, this pivotal idea, it happened at a time when there was a new app I had learned about through a developer called Live Portrait. And what Live Portrait allows me to do is to meet someone, do a still picture, and then in that same time, we move to another, in front of another camera, and then do a film of them. And then in a third situation, we move away from the cameras and just speak. And hopefully we try to speak to the point of the project. The motion portrait then takes all three of those and combines them. And when you either look at the book or you look at the exhibition or anywhere you see the picture, by using this application called Live Portrait, you're able then to see the culmination of all three. The still introduces you to the motion, and in the motion you get the interview, the audio portion.
Now talk about Pivotal. What's the focus of that project?
I moved to New York in the 80s, and it's funny, looking back now, you're not even aware when you're part of it about things that are evolving around you. The studio and where I lived was in the meat market, which went through a tremendous change in the 90s, so much so that we were pushed out. We went to Harlem and loved that neighborhood and started to feel some of the same things that were going on, this change of economy and industry and people living there. Finally, in a third place, also because of change, you start to wonder why. And I wanted to tell a story about it.
So what were you looking for when you came to Hartford to create the Pivotal Hartford Project?
There's a quality to this story that's happening all around the country. People had moved away from certain cities into others, and now they're moving back. Some of these communities, because of these movements, they've gone through rougher times. I'm still learning about Hartford since I'm not a native there, but it has an incredible diversity of people, and was important to discover who these people are to bring forward this community that often is not seen. Some things, Trinity College, institutions that have been there for 100 years and more, they're, in our minds, considered pivotal because of the way they're engaging the community and helping move it forward.
Well, Rudy Hoffman, thank you so much for speaking this morning.
Thank you very much, Diane. This has been very enjoyable.
Photographer Rudy Hoffman is the creator of Pivotal, a photography and film event opening tonight in the lobby of the Bushnell Performing Arts Center in Hartford. The project was commissioned by the Golden Thread Gallery. Diane Orson, WNPR News.